Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Yes, yes, yes. And God gave it to me. I am living my journey of purpose. What about you? Are you living your journey? Have you got there yet? That you are living and enjoying your journey of purpose? Do you know what your purpose is? Have you asked God what is it that he would have you to do? And now you know your purpose, and now you are living out your purpose that God has given you. Not what man has called you, but that God has called you to your purpose, and you are living that. Yes, I am having the best time of my life living my journey of purpose. It takes a lot of competing with people, you know, for positions and all of that back and forth and stuff like that, because when you know who you are in God, then you'll stay in your lane and you'll work there. You'll work with what God is giving you to work with. And so I enjoy where I am and what God has given and is giving me. I am encouraged. I am encouraged on my journey on today. I love it. I am living my journey of purpose that God has given me. One day the Lord told me who I am. He said that I am a motivational encourager for him, and that I am a customer service agent, and what I do is service souls. And so ever since I discovered that, hey, I know what I'm about now, and I don't have to wonder, I don't have to ask nobody, because God gave it to me. And so I'm walking in my lane as a motivational encourager. Yes, I am. And I love doing what God has given me. I am also a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. That's my everyday practice. My everyday practice is to come up to what God's words say. And, you know, we will never, never be able to do it all, because God is so vast. He's so big. There is so much to learn, so much. So we never stop learning, but we always learning and growing. So that's why I practice the God habit. That's the habit that I have. I have a God habit, practicing living His word in everything I do. In everything we do, we ought to include God. And so that's what I strive to do. He said, in all of my ways, if I would acknowledge Him, that He would direct me. So every day, I start out my prayer at 7:15 in the morning. And that's what I'm asking God for, His direction in the day. And He does just that. He just that kind of a God. So that's who I am. I want to know, who are you? What are you thinking about? What has God told you that you are to do? And then, are you doing it? Are you doing it? If not, you need to get busy. You need to get busy and do those things that God is encouraging you to do. Well, we have a beautiful topic that the Lord has given on today, and I want you to come in and listen, and I want you to think about it, and I want you to get something out of this on today. We're talking about our spiritual wilderness. Have you ever thought about that? Yes, the children of Israel, they went through a wilderness experience themselves. And we too will go through a wilderness experience for ourselves. But it's not God trying to destroy us, but He's trying to make us be what He would have us to be. So, all right, before we get into that, we want to have a word of prayer, and we want to thank and magnify God for what He's already done. And if you are in the wilderness right now, your spiritual wilderness, we want you to come and go with us in this prayer and through this lesson, and allow God to strengthen your heart, strengthen your mind, renew your mind in the word of God, that you may have strength to go through this wilderness and know that the wilderness experience is for us and we must go through. All right? So come on, go with me. I touch and agree with you for the Lord to work it out for you, to give you how to go through and then to lead you on through it. That you won't try to go around it, but you will go through. That is my prayer for you on today, and I touch and agree with you for you to go through whatever it is that the Lord has set up on your program to go through. Oh, most gracious Father, today, we sure do thank you, and Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You are great, and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And we give them to you on today. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for being our leader, being our director, God. We magnify you for it on today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God, that directs us, God, that gives us how, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for stepping into our lives, oh God, right on time, God, right on time. You're never late, God. You're never early, but you're always on time. And we thank you for that, God. Nobody but you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know how, God. You know how to bless us. You know when to bless us. You know how much we need, God. And we thank you, God, that you are a supplier of every need, God. Every need, love, God. You're a supplier. And not only will you give us and supply our needs, but you give us our heart's desires. You said if our ways please you, you said we could ask what we will. And then you said, God, in your word, whatsoever we desire, that when we pray, believing, oh God, while we yet praying, that we receive what we asked you for. And you said you would do it. And we thank you for that on today, God. Father, we ask that you would go into the homes of your people today. Bless and encourage them, God. Those that are going through their wilderness experience, oh God, would you encourage their hearts today? That you are right there with them, God. You're right there with them. You haven't left, but you're right there, God. Let them have the confidence, oh God, for this is the confidence that we have in you. In the name of Jesus, take them on through and bring them on out on the other side, God, so that they may be able to help somebody else, God. We are your ambassadors, God. We are citizens of your kingdom, oh God. Help us to know that, God. Encourage our hearts, Lord, in your word, God. It's your word, God. It's your word, Lord, that brings us up and brings us out, God. And we're thanking you for it on today, God. Father, asking your continued blessings for the saints everywhere, God. Look on them and bless them, God. Our pastors, God. My pastor, Lord. Elder Mitchell, God. Bless him on today, God. In the name of Jesus. Look on the sick everywhere, God. Go into the hospitals, Lord, and touch your people there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as only you can, God. You know how. You know when. And you know how much, God. And our trust and our dependency, Lord, is in you. One day at a time, oh God. One day at a time, Lord. And let us take it and depend on you, God. That one day at a time. Thank you, Lord. And we magnify you for it right now, God. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. We acknowledge you, God, on this program on today, God. And we lift you up, God. And you said that if we would, God, that you would draw all men unto you, God. And, Father, we lift you up. We thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding today on this broadcast. And we're believing and we're touching and agreeing for the blessings of your people everywhere. Those that need this word, God, let them receive it on today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. And amen. And we know today that prayer is always in order. The scriptures say man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time, but it's praying time and believing what we're asking God for, that he might manifest in our lives on today and every day a manifestation of God's blessings toward us. And we thank him for that. And if you need a motivation encourager to come and speak at your event, you can contact me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to my website. You can also check out on my website my books, and you can also, these messages are archived. So you can go back and listen to them at another time. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor about the fabulous Fresh Touch broadcast and the encouragement that you get so that you can share with others. And we praise God for it on today. Amen. Now, if you have a testimony that you would like to share, we are here live and in living color for the next 14 minutes. So call us at 347-850-8928, and you will be live and living color with me. All right, all right. So we thank God. We thank God for you being here with us on today, and we're talking about our spiritual wilderness. our spiritual wilderness. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been felt like that you were in the wilderness, just like the children of Israel, all by yourself, all by yourself? Well, the best lessons, and I've learned this for myself, and I know it for myself, you know, and those lessons nobody can take from you. The best lessons are the bought ones. You've bought them. You've paid for them with your going through, with your life, with your living. You've paid for those. So don't just allow them to be wasted, but look at it and think about what God, what he's done for us, what he's done for you, what he's done for me. And that's what I'm looking at. And so anyone can start out. Anybody can start out on a journey. But can you continue that journey? Can you go through what it is that God has set up for you to go through? You got to know that it's a setup by God. It's a setup by him for us to go through to our purpose. He has a purpose for every one of us. God has purpose. He didn't just make us just to be here, but he made us with purpose. But can you and will you go through to be made by God, to get back on that wheel and allow God to make you all over again, to be trimmed. When he's making that pot, that potter is on making that pot and is on the wheel. Some things are falling off because it's too much. Some things are falling off. It's being trimmed. So will you allow God to do that with you, with your life? What is the wilderness? Well, this is why we have to go through, because the wilderness, it does just that. Just like with Jeremiah and the potter, that's what this wilderness do for us. It take off all of those things that are not like God. And sometimes, you know, we have to go through many wilderness experiences before we get the lesson. Don't have to go through so many. Get the lesson that God is teaching so that you won't have to continuously to go through. You say, well, what is the wilderness experience? Our spiritual wilderness. And this is only part one. And I'm thinking that we're going to do it for the rest of the month, because there is so much. There is so much about going through our wilderness experience. So, but can and will you go through the spiritual wilderness? In a spiritual wilderness, God feels far away. We don't feel like God is close. We feel like he's at a distance. We can't feel him sometimes at all. We feel like he's absent and he's unresponsive to us. Our faith feels doubtful or uncertain. We feel alone. We feel vulnerable, lost, and unprotected. There is the fear of hopelessness and the unknown. And it's the place where Satan resides. You know, he loves having us in this wilderness place. He loves it because we're not sure of anything. We're not sure of who we are. We're not sure of why we're here. We don't know if God loves us anymore. We just feel so far. We say, where are you, God? Where are you? I sing this song that I heard some years ago. He's only a thought away. He's only a thought away. But when we're in that experience, we feel like it's just us, that nobody else can understand or feel what we're going through. But God, He knows what you're going through because He's the one that has ordered the experience. Many of the Bible characters have gone through the wilderness experience. Well, the children of Israel, you know, they went through. They're the ones that led it out. But God had to trim them. He had to trim them because they went in thinking that it was all about them. It was all about them. That God was going to do what they asked, when they asked it, when they wanted it, not realizing that what God was doing was really for Him. He was doing it for Him. He was blessing them for Him to bring them to a goodly land, a goodly land, but for His purpose, His purpose. But they ignored that. They even wanted to go back into Egypt. Woo-hoo! Is that us sometimes that God, God has brought us out and He's set us free, but because we've got to be trimmed, that we want to go back to where we were, sometimes we feel like we are back where we were. Some people don't make it out of the wilderness because they just quit. But that's why we got to get some word in us. We got to get the word of God in us so that when we're going through, when we're being tested, that we won't quit, we won't give up, but we will look back on that word that's in us, that's coming up in us, and that we will get in the word, and that we will read it, that we will meditate, and that we will hold on. Hold on to God's word as we go through here, through this wilderness, and allow God day by day to direct us on through here, one day at a time, one day at a time. And sometimes that's what we have to take is one day at a time. But, you know, we feel alone. We feel vulnerable. We feel lost and unprotected. There's the fear of hopelessness and the unknown. And it's the place where Satan resides. As a result of the devil's work in the wilderness, many Christians not only question their faith, but God. They think that God has forgotten or abandoned them. Now, we know what Satan's whole job is. That's his job. That's his work. He said, God asked him, what was he doing? He said he was walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And his whole job is to steal from us, to kill us, and destroy us. So are we going to just lay down and just let him? Are we going to just allow the enemy to do what he do best? Or are we going to dress in the armor of the Lord? We're going to put on the armor and we're going to dress in it so that we can come out more than a conqueror. Was tempted of Satan. For 40 days and nights, he was tempted of him. Yes, Jesus had to go through his wilderness. So if Jesus, who was our perfect example, had to go through, then what about us? What about us? We're going to go through our wilderness. But just know that the enemy is not the one that has allowed this wilderness experience, but it's only a test. It's only a test. It's only a test to see if we're going to depend on God and let him bring us on through this wilderness. It's as though we are blind. We have to be blind and just allow God to lead us. Okay, Lord, what do I do today? How do I do it in this day? Which way do I go, Lord? He wants us to totally depend on him. And it is the path that we must take. No believer can fully avoid the wilderness experience. It is the path we must all travel. But we want you to know that many Christians not only question the faith, but God. They think that God has forgotten or abandoned them. Is that the way that you feel? Are you in that wilderness experience right now and you feel like God has forgotten or abandoned you? That's all of their past efforts have been nothing but a waste. As though the things that we've done, that's what the enemy wants us to think, that it was all wasted. But your experiences that God have allowed you to have were not for naught. They were for the making of you. Our spiritual wilderness is for the making of us. It's for the making of us. It's not wasted. So don't even let the enemy take you there. I'll take you there. That's what he will do. I will take you there. No believer can fully avoid the wilderness experience. It is the path we must all travel. It can take the form of, listen at this, depression. And don't the enemy love to take us there? Depression and oppression. He loves that. He loves that. He grows in that. And we don't want him to grow at all. As a matter of fact, we want him dead. But it won't happen. We can't do it. God is the one that has to do it. So we've got to give it over to Jesus. A crisis of faith, a one or more traumatic life events, of which the list is endless. The enemy's always coming up with things to try to detour us or to kill us or destroy us. But we've got to put on the armor of the Lord. And then we've got to follow him daily. Follow him daily. It's because we all got to go that way. It's not a joyful time. It is a time when we feel alone, deserted, and dying of spiritual thirst in the midst of a spiritual wilderness, a drought, you might say. All true saints go through a wilderness experience in their lives. We think, I have sinned, displeased God. But sin is not the reason God sends us into the wilderness. King David was no stranger to the wilderness experience. In Psalms 38, 9, and 10, all my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden. My heart pounds. My strength fails me. Even the light is gone from my eyes. Even the light is gone from my eyes. And though he sinned like you and me, yet he was a man after God's own heart. The wilderness experience is God's way of getting us to exercise our faith. In the wilderness, we are being tested, and our faith is being strengthened. So be encouraged on today. Be encouraged. This is only part one, and I want you to listen in to the rest of the story, our spiritual wilderness. Yes, we're going to go through. Yes, he said the afflictions of the righteous are many, but God delivers us out of them all. So my prayer today for you is to thank God that even in the wilderness, he's there. In Jesus' name we pray today. Until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.